feel like maybe it's a little late to still be saying Happy New Year, but this is the first episode of the new year here on Tap Into College Goff. Excited for a whole new year of new episodes. Last year, got back to doing some more coach interviews. Some years it's just tough, and it's actually what I'm hopping on here for. I really don't have a set agenda for this. I don't have anybody on here to interview or do anything. Just thought I would throw out some thoughts, some insight about Brandi Jackson Goff and the business and the girls that I've worked with and some of the stuff we're doing, what I have in store for this year. So hopefully you'll hang tight for just a few minutes and hear kind of, I said, a little bit of randomness, but maybe it'll give you a little bit of inspiration for the year, some thoughts as you head into the year and get ready for hopefully a big year in your life, in your golf game, school, whatever that might be. Let's just kind of start. First, this past year was a really good year for girls committing. So I had, I think, about 26, 27 girls that will graduate here coming up in a few months that will go on to play college golf in the fall. So working with them throughout the process, it's kind of been a newer process with these NCAA rules that changed several years ago. They really didn't start kind of getting implemented until COVID had kind of chilled out. So we're really still kind of learning how this timeline goes, how things have kind of changed and shifted with this June 15th date and what that timeline looks like and who commits when and those kinds of things. So it's been a learning experience for sure, I think, for myself, for the college coaches. You all out there as players and parents, you only go through this process one time. So how it is kind of how it is as you go through it. But for us that have been doing this for a long time, it changes and I have to change my business and programs and how I work with the players and so much about how I do things when NCAA goes in and changes these rules and makes things different. So it was a new year, a new process for them, but was excited to have many of the girls commit and find their future college homes and more importantly, just grow and mature through the process. I've got a lot of them writing testimonials right now, and I really love hearing from the girls and just what they learned about themselves, things that they had to do that, you know, if you're not an athlete or if you don't really tackle this process, you really don't learn some of these things. And they are things that are uncomfortable and things that add a little bit of stress and anxiety to 16, 17, 18 year old young ladies. But it really does teach you some lifelong skills. I think it better, or I know it better, prepares you for college golf and having to communicate with your teachers, your coaches, your teammates, how to handle a little more of that emotional up and down that happens and being told no and, you know, not being the number one person like you might be on your team and being, you know, kind of, I hate to say it, but put in your place sometimes for where you might stand on a coach's list. There's so much to it and it's tough. And honestly, not everybody really handles it very well and some do and take it on and they get through it and others sometimes realize it's not for them and maybe that's not the best fit for them. But it's really exciting to watch. I know it's stressful for the girls. I always tell them the tougher it can be, the more I just kind of love to see the growth. And, you know, I love when the process is easy and it goes smoothly. I definitely do. But I do know the benefits when it's a little bit tougher and you face some of those ups and downs. But again, just a great year and excited for all their futures. A lot of my 2022s, you know, had their freshman year and same thing, seeing the ups and downs of them as they, you know, took on fall semester was always exciting and the feedback and how well some, you know, hopped in there and just took it and ran with it. Some struggled. Some had really good seasons on the golf course. Some struggled a little bit, maybe just didn't get to play. Again, lots of variables there, but that's always such an exciting time as those freshmen get started. And then having some who are graduating now that you're getting ready to graduate and head out into the real world, which is what I'm excited about this year as I get ready to have one of my former players who's graduated with a really good undergrad and grad degree in athletic leadership, sport management, and she's going to start working with me this spring. So we have lots in store. So I'm super excited, and it's crazy when something like that comes full circle. Known this lady since she was in like eighth grade, I think it's been, and perfect fit for the business and the goal and the mission here, and so much more we're going to be able to do and to help you young ladies out there as you navigate things, and in her coming fresh out of college. Just super excited about that. So stay tuned for all that, but just something new to look forward to this year, new program, new aspect of the business, everything that she's going to be able to do. So super excited about that. Another thing that I wanted to share a little bit that I think will help everybody out there is this past last couple of weeks we've been doing, I have all of my girls always do a pretty in-depth reflection and planning exercise as the year wraps up and the new year comes on. And then we have a group chat about some of the more common responses and what I see them all kind of struggle with, some of the things they've overcome, just some of the advice about how to manage some of those things. So just wanted to share a couple of little tidbits from that and see if maybe that'll give you a little bit of, again, just some inspiration and some direction headed into this new year for some of the things I've seen the girls I work with, you know, open up to me about that they got better at, that they want to get better at, that they struggled with, whatever that might be. One of the first questions is, you know, what was a word or phrase that summed up this past year for you? Several of them talked about growth, which I thought was awesome, that they can feel that they have grown. That's a huge thing. And one that really kind of stood out, which is actually it's a sign that I have in my my own office, but it's work hard and be kind. And mine actually says work hard, be kind, stay humble, which I love. It's got a great message behind it. You know, just work hard and be kind. You know, you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be. This is a very competitive world. It's an individual sport. There's a lot of stuff that gets said. There's a lot of cattiness. It can be crazy. But just learning to be kind through it all to yourself as well, not just to other people, but to yourself. You know, just knowing that you're working hard, there is definitely a whole element of that requires being disciplined and structured and having a plan, which is something I'm working a lot on my business. Got a new kind of advisor working with me on structuring the business and getting it into a different, not different direction, but working on some things so that it always takes, you know, maybe somebody to hold you accountable, give you some guidance and direction. Having a structure, having a plan is really the core, or the core of it is the work hard, be kind. But in order to really see success and see that be successful, it does take all of that. So that's a lot of what the girls talked about as well, was, you know, managing their time and having a plan for what they're doing. You know, their priorities, just seeing what was important, learning what friends to be around. Several of them had some struggles with some friendships over the year, which that obviously is extremely common at that age, but definitely something to always be aware of. It's tough, I think, sometimes as athletes, when you have non-athlete friends who may be supportive and can be great and can be a great break from what you're doing, but you do have to make sure that you're around the people that support your goals and understand that you have different goals, you have different priorities, you have things, you have to treat your body as an athlete, your time is different, your priorities are different. And so just knowing that, making sure you have the people around you that support that and encourage that, but also a good balance. Again, sometimes you need a break from that. You need somebody that can take your mind off some of those things and some of those stresses as well. But certainly don't need the drama and anybody that's going to make you feel less than who you are and make you feel not wanted or anything like that. Certainly don't ever want that around you. People that challenge you and push you is great in a positive way. Always need that. We always need those people around us. But nobody that is ever going to, like I said, to do anything to make you feel less than who you are and how amazing, wonderful person you are, and to support your goals is always so important. So that was something I did pick up on with some of the girls' responses there. Of course, a lot of them are anxious about the process and committing this year or starting the process, which again is totally understandable. My job here is, you know, a lot of times it makes it a little bit more stressful for them because I'm going to put some work on them and some expectations for what they need to do, because it is a tough process. It's a serious process. There's a lot of learning to it. So there is, but just knowing that if you're doing the things you need to be doing, process will work out. It's going to be different timing for everybody. It's going to look different for everybody. There is not a one track for this thing. I think everybody comes. A lot of people I know even come to me thinking it's got all the answers and I'm just going to give you one set path to go do it and you're going to follow this step and it's just going to work out perfect. And it doesn't always work that way. Most of the time it does not work that way. So the anxiety and the stress is certainly understandable, but learning to manage that and how to put your time into the things you can control, the things that matter, the things that you're able to focus on that are going to make the biggest difference and move the needle the most versus things that you don't have as much control over. So something to keep in mind. Another one, which I think we all as adults, as kids, you get into the new year and you start thinking about better nutrition and working out more. And obviously as athletes, that's something that is super important. So we're going to actually touch on some of that throughout some episodes. I did an episode back in the fall with one of the owners and head coaches at the gym I train at. He trains a lot of several professional golfers, some collegiate junior golfers as well, soccer players, baseball players. So sees a lot, understands that. So we're going to do a little bit more as well, not just necessarily here on the podcast, but do some more. Hope to have a nutritionist come on as well, talk some about nutrition and the importance of diet and hydration and any of that kind of thing. So looking forward to that, just to give you all, I can sit here and talk about it and what I do and what I like, but I'm not a nutritionist. That is one of my, you know, kind of things within the business is find the experts, find the people in those fields that are going to help give you more specific feedback and insight. So looking forward to that. And this kind of goes in with it all, but just better practice habits. I've gotten away from, my focus has really been on just the recruiting process, the steps of the process and what to do. Early in the business, I kind of balanced both between that player development and the recruiting stuff. And then the recruiting demand was just crazy the last few years. So it's really been kind of what I've done. And that's what I'll continue to focus on. But with having this new young lady come in to help, part of hers is going to bring back in a little bit of that player development and course management and practice habits and how to be more efficient with things. So looking forward to having that back in. Just is a little bit more that kind of what you get at the collegiate level and what you can do as a junior golfer to do better as far as that goes. So looking forward to that as well. Like I said, lots coming up. It was a great year in 22. As a business owner, always growing. There's, you know, growing pains. There's lots of a very kind of creative mind, always thinking about what else can be done. How can things be done better? What can I add? What can I do? Like, it's just kind of part of the fun part of running a business. So excited to implement some of those things as we head into 2023 and share them with you all so that I can give you even more education and information and insight and still do college coach interviews here. We'll never get away from that because those are just so valuable, but add a few different elements to it as we go throughout the year, along with my social media. Make sure you're following over on Instagram and go to my website as well. I think I've got it deactivated right now, but going to be doing a lot more through my email database as well for sharing stuff through that. Launching a new program for the younger girls who are looking for help but aren't necessarily to the recruiting process yet. So that's coming soon too. So stay tuned for it all. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season. You started the year out well, working on those resolutions, but really just trying to do what you can to just get better every day. It's what I try to do. It sounds so cliche, but it's so true. No matter how bad you might fall one day, you've got that next day just to get back on track and not just keep digging yourself a hole. You clearly did something that you could learn from to get better. And so taking advantage of that and only knowing that the best is yet to come if you just keep working on getting better every day. So thanks for tuning in to this first episode of 2023. Looking forward to a great year. And I will catch up with you on the next episode of Tap In to College Golf.